More than a dozen communities in Wisconsin voted yesterday on referendum questions calling for the reversal of the Supreme Court ruling in the Citizens United case, which took limits off of the amount of money corporations and unions could spend in elections. And the referenda passed in all of those communities by large margins. Might as well mention some of these communities. Waukesha, Wauwatosa, Delavan, Elkhorn, Edgerton, Lake Mills, Shorewood, Whitefish Bay, Belleville, Wanakee, DeForest, Windsor, and Waterloo. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7:37 on this Wednesday, April 2nd. In the second half of today's big question, we'll ask our guest about the significance of these votes and what can be done to get money out of politics, and wonder if you agree with the majority of yesterday's voters or not, and why. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Lisa Subic, Executive Director of United Wisconsin, which helped organize getting the referendum questions on yesterday's ballot. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your reaction to the votes?
We are thrilled with the results of last night's votes. It adds 13 communities, bringing the total to 41 communities in the state who have stood up to Citizens United. The vote totals were overwhelming. You know, they ranged anywhere from 61% all the way up to 87% of voters in these communities voted to get big money out of politics and to reverse the Citizens United decision. And, you know, this just helps build a growing movement across the state and across the nation.
Why were these questions on the ballot to begin with?
Sure. You know, the Supreme Court in 2010 ruled on Citizens United. Their ruling was that corporations have the same rights as people, and that money is speech, and that you can't limit the amount of money because it is functionally the equivalent to speech that is spent by corporations in our election system. This opened the floodgates to billions and billions of dollars being spent, unlimited corporate money being used to influence our elections and essentially drown out the voices of the ordinary people in our country. And people are fed up with this. And the only way to reverse this is for the is to amend the federal constitution and create an amendment that says corporations do not have the same rights as individual people under our Constitution. And money is not the equivalent to speech. Money is a vehicle for speech, but it is not the equivalent of speech. And people are just fed up with the amount of money being poured into our political system. And quite frankly, not just the effect it has on our elections, but the effect that it has on the policies that are made in our state and federal capitals.
Mm-hmm. Why isn't money speech?
Money is not speech because money is a way to amplify speech. Money is how you is one way to get your voice out there, but it's a way to drown out the voices of others. When you talk about money, you talk about something that goes the opposite. Speech is a great equalizer. We all have a voice. We all have speech. But when you add money into the equation, it's a way to drown out some folks. Some folks have a big megaphone. Others are standing there and can't make their voices heard. Therefore, money is not speech.
Well, if corporations are spending money on elections, aren't they also spending that money on policies or politicians that represent all the people who work for those corporations?
You know, every individual who works for a corporation has a right to make their voice heard. But you can't argue that a corporation represents the voices of all of its employees. If you go out to any corporation, be it a Costco, be it a Walmart, be it a small business, and talk to the employees there, you will find a whole wealth of different opinions, a whole variety of political views, a whole variety of policy views. When you talk about corporations spending unlimited amounts of money, you are talking about the voices of those at the top, the corporate leaders, the CEOs of those corporations, having a megaphone, and quite frankly, they're drowning out the voices of their workers. They're doing what's in the best interest of their own pocketbooks, but not necessarily in the interest of their workforce.
But didn't Citizens United also give that unlimited spending privilege to unions as well?
It certainly did. And, you know, our position is that while we are very supportive of workers banding together in unions, each individual in those unions has a voice and has the ability to speak out. But again, unions should not necessarily have rights above and beyond those of the ordinary citizen.
Yeah, so why do you think people supported the referenda?
Well, you know, we have seen, first off, that people are growing really frustrated. The distrust in government is at an all-time high. People do not trust that those of who we are electing are making decisions that are in our best interest, in the best interest of their constituents. What people are seeing are policymakers at our state and federal capital, many of whom are beholden to big money because in order to get elected, you need that big money. You know, it's corrupted our system. So people are fed up with that. Polling has shown that people across the nation, no matter what their party affiliation, want less money in politics, not more. And I think that's why you're seeing these big numbers. That's why you saw 87% of voters in Edgerton, Wisconsin, vote in favor of this referendum. That's why you saw 69% of voters in the city of Waukesha, the biggest city and the most conservative county in our state, vote against big money in politics. It doesn't matter what your political stripes. People want their voices heard. People want to restore the trust in our democracy. And overturning Citizens United would do that.
Yeah. So how will these referenda actually lead to change?
Sure. So as I said, it's 13 referendum that passed yesterday. That brings the total in Wisconsin to 41. But the total in the nation is over 500. We've seen states go on record. I believe we're at 13 states now that have gone on record against Citizens United, standing up and saying, hey, we want an amendment to overturn this. The only way that we can overcome the big money that's gotten a hold on our political system is for people to rise up, make their voices heard, and this is one way to do that. Build a movement that puts pressure on our elected officials to make the change that we need them to make. Amending the federal constitution is a hard and lengthy process, but it's been done. It's been done many times. And it's something that we can do again, but it will take the will of the people to do that, and this helps build that will.
Yeah, that means that Congress has to pass a constitutional amendment or a proposed constitutional amendment in two sessions, and then voters in two-thirds of the states also have to approve?
Yes, have to ratify it, indeed. But, you know, I think that the hard part is going to be getting Congress to pass it. If you look at the results across the nation on these sorts of referendums, we see that the people, the voters of the states, would pass this. And, you know, I think that's an important message for those who are representing us in Congress to see that city after city, town after town, county after county, and state after state is saying, we want Citizens United overturned. Give us an amendment, and we will ratify it.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, in the different communities, the question didn't say, should we overturn Citizens United. It said things like only human beings are entitled to constitutional rights.
Right. It actually, the referendum language varied a little bit from place to place, but largely asked specifically about whether our state and federal leaders should move forward on passing an amendment to the Constitution that would state specifically that corporations are not people, not entitled to the same inalienable rights as natural human beings, and that money is not speech and therefore regulating money in politics would not be a violation of the First Amendment.
Yeah.
And the reason it was written that way is because that's what an amendment to the federal constitution would say.
Yeah.
That is how we, that's the path to overturning Citizens United.
Why should only human beings have constitutional rights?
Well, you know, I think back to the days when our Constitution was written, and obviously I wasn't around in those days, none of us were. But I think about our founding fathers and what they were creating in our country. And they were creating a country where citizens had inalienable rights, where individuals' voices could be heard, where individuals had the right to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Nowhere in there did they actually say corporations, businesses have a right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. I mean, in many ways, it's absurd to think about. A corporation is an entity. It is, in many ways, a piece of paper. It's something that human beings create, but it is not, in any way, shape, or form, a person.
What is your fear if Citizens United remains?
You know, Citizens United remains, I think that we will see more of what we have now amplified. You know, since 2010, we have seen election spending skyrocket. The numbers are earth-shattering. And I think that that number will only continue to grow. And when that happens, what we'll see in our state capitals and in our federal capital is we will see policies get passed that benefit only the wealthiest, that benefit big corporations and the wealthiest campaign donors. And as a result, the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, and our country only becomes more and more divided.
Yeah. And so how hopeful are you that Citizens United will one day be reversed?
I am very hopeful that Citizens United will one day be reversed. You know, a movement that is growing at the rate this movement is growing is hard to be stopped. I am the first to say we are talking about a long process. This will not happen in a day, a week, a month, a year, even a few years. This is probably several years down the road, but I am confident that this is the direction our country is moving in, that the people are making their voices heard, will continue to do so. The movement will continue to grow until it reaches the point where our elected officials have no choice but to listen.
I wanted to ask you about one other issue that was on the Dane County ballot yesterday. And I'm throwing you kind of a curveball.
Sure.
Dane County voters did support an amendment to the state constitution, the Wisconsin Constitution, to require nonpartisan means for redistricting legislative districts. The vote was 82% voting in favor of that referendum, 18% against. What's your reaction to that vote, and how important is this issue?
Sure. I was among the 82% who voted in favor. I am thrilled to see people standing up and calling for nonpartisan, fair redistricting. What we saw happen in the most recent recent redistricting process was disgusting. We saw the majority party not playing fair. And the only way we are going to change the only way we're going to change this process, make our elections more fair, is to ensure that all of these pieces of the equation happen fairly. We see in Iowa, for example, a very fair redistricting process. And we've had a bill on the table in Wisconsin that's modeled after that Iowa model, by which you have a nonpartisan legislative nonpartisan body. In our case, we would use our legislative council at the state capitol to draw these maps, to come up with maps that aren't about one political party keeping its power and keeping the other party or parties out of power, and instead looks at how do we fairly ensure representation. And you end up with districts that are far more competitive. You end up with opportunities for new candidates to run, for new folks to get a foot in the door, and to really change and shake up our political system.
So what's next, before I let you go, what's next for a united Wisconsin when it comes to this issue?
Sure. So we are moving forward to do more organizing, get more of these referendum on the ballot. We will be looking toward the November ballot as well as the April 2015 ballot to get more of these Citizens United referendums out there. Right now, we have seen folks on the ground interested in doing some organizing and already starting drives in Neenah, Menasha, Appleton, and Green Bay. And we expect to be doing more organizing to help even more of the state make their voices heard.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Lisa Subic is the executive director of United Wisconsin, which helped organize getting 13 referendum questions on yesterday's ballot. 13 different communities in Wisconsin voted overwhelmingly on these questions, calling for the reversal of the Supreme Court ruling in the Citizens United case. And now we are going to ask you to vote on this in our sound off section of our big question. Do you think that Citizens United should be overturned? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Time now for you to sound off on Citizens United. The question that was on the ballot in more than a dozen communities in Wisconsin yesterday: should the state and federal governments enact legislation to the effect that only human beings are entitled to constitutional rights, and money is not speech, and regulating campaign contributions is not equivalent to limiting political speech? In essence, this would overturn Citizens United, which allows unlimited campaign spending by corporations and unions. We'll give you 30 seconds to say whether or not you support overturning Citizens United or not. David in Milwaukee is with us. Hello, David.
Hello, Joy. This is David Cobb, the national spokesperson for Move to Amend.
Okay.
And I wanted to congratulate Wisconsin voters and to put some context to it to share with you and your listeners that Move to Amend has actually been on the ballot in over 200 jurisdictions across the country, and in like Wisconsin, we have not lost yet. But what's especially important to recognize and lift up in Wisconsin is that in very traditionally conservative areas, Move to Amend is winning, which really goes to show that this is an issue that is uniting people across ideologies, across party affiliations, and in such a polarized political climate, it's really refreshing to find something which we can really agree on, because Move to Amend and corporate personhood is not an issue. It's a principle of how we govern ourselves.
Yeah, so when are we going to see Congress passing this?
Well, I thought Lisa gave you a perfect answer. This is a movement, and just as Wisconsin was a leader in the abolitionist movement and the women's suffrage movement, we should recognize that this, I think, is about a 10 to 15 year process, and I don't say that, and it doesn't hurt my heart. It just makes me recognize that real cultural change to shift power away from the wealthy to ordinary people takes time. And we at Move to Amend are engaging in that process joyfully and deliberately.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
We will continue to take your calls. Do you want to see the reversal of Citizens United? Why or why not? Randy in Middleton. Hi, Randy.
Hi, very briefly, I hope some of your listeners will go see the movie Cesar Chavez this weekend, and they'll see what a really, really tough battles are like. I do want to see Citizens United reversed. This won't do it. This is a real showboating thing. Citizens United, and I've talked to several lawyers about this too, they didn't say that corporations are people. Otherwise, the corporations would also have votes. They'd have lots of rights that they don't have. I think you've seen a lot of showboating here that's not going to really change anything.
And we'll leave it there. Let's go next to Ron in Eau Claire. Hello, Ron.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, absolutely, this should be overturned. Our congressmen and senators have become insulated from public opinion just because they've become puppets for the wealthiest corporations in this country. And unfortunately, they've decimated a lot of unions. So until everybody comes together, I think, unfortunately, the conditions are going to have to get a lot worse. So the people really have to rise up. And like I said, it has to be overturned, because all we have is a bunch of puppets in Washington now being controlled. So thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Ron. Scott in Appleton, what do you think?
I think it should be overturned as well. Citizens United, I was actually one of 30 people that collected signatures at the polling locations in Appleton yesterday to get this referendum on the ballot in Appleton in November.
Thank you very much. A listener on Facebook writes, I agree with the guest, but as long as corporations are considered people with the same rights, then treat them so. Try them when they harm or kill people, or put them to death in states with the death penalty. You can't have it both ways. They are either people or they aren't. If they are, they are subject to the same laws as people. Don in Trumbull. Hi, Don.
Hi. I am in favor of overturning it, but my question goes, if we overturn it and corporations don't have a voice, then would service organizations and unions and newspapers no longer have the right to endorse candidates?
Okay, thanks, Don. I'm not able to answer that question for you. Teresa in La Crosse. Hi, Teresa.
Hi. I'm in favor of it. And I also wanted to share that there is a website called stampstampede.com, and you can buy a stamp that you can stamp corporations are not people on money. And apparently it affects millions of people throughout the year.
Thank you very much. I'm going to try one more on air. John in West Dallas. Hi, John.
Hello. Great show as always. Regardless of what you think about the decision itself, I think honestly that this isn't the best way to go about it. When the Supreme Court rules, they rule, whether you like it or not. And I totally support anyone's right to protest or whatever. Regardless of what side of the issue you're on, you know, all the protests in Wisconsin and everything, I disagreed with them, but I supported them 100%.
Yeah, we got to leave it there. Thanks very much, John. You can continue voting online. So far, 78% of you voting online do want to see Citizens United reversed. Thanks very much to Christy Taylor, to Cynthia Schuster, and to Robin Cherry for producing and directing this program. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.